20. Hot.
Hello, you're hanging with Liz DeSavo, and in a few moments' time, a very special guest as well. I'm so keen to chat to this guy. He's one of the youngest talents in Australia right now. Elton John loves him. In 2018, he became the youngest solo artist ever to win an ARIA Award. And now, with three EPs under his belt and a following of over 1.5 million fans, Rule is back, baby.
Hello, Lydia.
Oh, hello, Rule. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Now, before we dive into things, we've got to say a big congratulations. 4 ARIA nominations. Well done.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm still kind of comprehending that now.
I know. And I believe a happy birthday is in order too. 18, just a few days ago. How'd you celebrate?
Yes. It was pretty civilized. Mm. Kept it quite chill. Well, obviously, no big birthday bash under COVID restrictions. Had a nice little small party at my house with like 10 of my closest friends.
Yeah. That's a pretty disappointing way to celebrate an 18th, if we're being honest, Rule.
I know, not going to lie, yeah, it's slightly a bit underwhelming, but yeah.
Now, in general, I know 2020 has been a little bit sucky, but I mean, you've been super busy. How has the year been for you?
The year's been pretty, obviously it's turned on its head, like none of my plans really went through. So at the start of this year, I was planning to write my album, which I wanted to release this year. And when COVID started to pop up when I was in the States, I got sent home and just realized it was going to take a lot longer than I thought. So we had the idea to just get all these songs that I wrote last year and put them out in their own little package, in their own little EP. So if COVID didn't happen, this EP probably wouldn't have come out.
But we would have had an album. So I guess we would have been winners either way. But I'm glad the EP has come out.
True. We might have had an album. But it still would have been probably later on in the year. But
Well, it is fresh out of the oven, Bright Lights and Red Eyes, which I believe was written in Paris, of all places.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I wrote it in June last year in Paris with Sarah Ahrens and M. Phases. And we got like all the songs done in about a few days.
Crazy.
And they were all written in it was crazy being there. It was just all so inspired, and everything was just flowing out really easily. Like the chemistry between us three was just popping off. So yeah, we got like all songs written in like under an hour.
But you and Sarah have been working together for ages since your Ready EP back in 2018. And for those who don't know, Sarah Ahrens, she writes for all the big names, Zedd, Demi Lovato, Guy Sebastian, Camila Cabello, and obviously has done a lot with you. So it must have been really special getting to write a whole series of songs with her.
Well, yeah, I was writing with her from when I first went to LA the first time when I was like 14, 15.
Wow.
So, yeah, we've kind of got this relationship now where it's like really easy to write together now. It's pretty, it doesn't feel like we've written a bad song, which I'm going to touch wood now, but it's it's a pretty crazy chemistry we have. So, yeah, I still feel very lucky to be able to work with her.
We're about to play the lead single and opening track of the EP. Stunning opens with those raw vocals, As Long As You Care. I mean, this song's already becoming a standout because I was checking out your wiki page last night and it says, Rule is best known for his singles Don't Tell Me, Younger, As Long As You Care, and Painkiller. I mean, it's been out for like a month, and that kind of reception's got to feel good, right?
I mean, if Wikipedia's telling you that,
it's legit.
It's got to be true.
That's right.
It's got to be legit.
Or are you going in and editing that?
Oh, yeah, maybe I just go in and edit. Rule Van Dyke, global phenomenon.
Yes. Hey, so what is the story behind the track, As Long As You Care?
Because I just came off like a 3-month tour before writing these songs, and I hadn't gone home yet, so I was just missing a lot of people home. I was listening to a lot of friends, and I was kind of wanted to talk about my coping mechanism for that. I think what I do is just like, as long as I know that the people that are back at home care about me and still remember me and I will see them again, like, I'll be fine. Like, it's weird. I don't really miss people if I know I'm going to see them again and, like, they're still messaging me and I'm still in contact. It's a strange little thing.
And kind of ironic that you wrote it, over a year ago and now you're literally stuck at home. You can't get on any red eyes.
It's like, oh, God, I've got way too much of them now.
I hate my bed. I hate my friends.
Yeah, it's kind of like the song is kind of flipped over. Kind of like now as the as long as you can thing is like about my fans.
So what's next? I mean, you are dominating. You are absolutely dominating at this time. You've got like 1.5 million followers on Instagram. I think you just jumped on TikTok because why the heck not? So what's next for you?
I think I'm just going to become a full-time TikToker.
Yep,
cool. That's all my plans.
Yep, nice. Yeah, I'm with you for that. Yeah, cool.
I'm going to quit music and just go straight to TikTok. I think that's really where my future lies.
Yeah, that seems very sustainable. Very wise choice. No,
definitely. I think my manager will be very pleased with that. Yeah, I think my next plan is really just kind of writing the album now. It's like getting stuck into that. It's sad though because I'm so used to just putting out music and then touring it straight away.
Yeah.
So that's going to be hard. Very physical, you know, when that reception, when you're on stage and people are seeing the lyrics back, there's really no other feeling like it. So it is pretty sad being away from that for a while, but I'm sure we'll be back in no time.
I hope so. Well, we have been loving this Rule Vision. We love the new EP, and I cannot wait to check out this new album that you're working on whenever it comes out. Thank you so much for having a chat
with
us, Rule.
Thanks so much, Lydia. Have a good day. Hot 20.